Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. AJ has been living inside a small glass box since 9:10 a.m. yesterday, listening to It's a Small World on continuous loop outside of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. It's all to raise money for the toy drive. To donate, you can go to the radio station website or stop by McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. How happy is Scott Haney that he is not in that box right now?
I am so happy. I am so happy. So, AJ, do you get any sleep? Do you get any sleep at all? Or
No.
Is it a rule that you have to stay up?
Yeah.
I don't remember that ever being a rule, but I think it's important. Because if not, it's just a guy sleeping in a box. Like,
That is how the original sort of event took place.
This all started with a news story of dumbass news. A guy was living...
An author, yeah.
Yeah, he was listening to We Built This City for 24 hours.
He had previously said that was the worst song in rock history. And that was, like, something his editor challenged him to do, was listen to it, and it as many times as you can. So the 24 hours came up, and that was sort of the inspiration for
AJ heard the story. He said, anyone could do that.
Oh, really?
The big fat mouth. Yep, six
That's
years
so
ago.
Funny.
Yep.
Wow.
And now year after year.
Yep. And every year I prove it.
How much money have you raised so far? Do you know?
What is the total now? Do we know?
Yes, Drew sent me an update that we are not yet, AJ, to your $25,000 mark. We are at $24,708.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you'll do it. Yeah. You'll do it.
Well, he's not supposed to have his cell phone, but he does have his cell phone.
Right, so the $25,000 mark is where that was supposed to happen. So not yet there.
But I needed the weather and the temperatures, so I did it. I had to go to
Scott, is the weather going to change from now until 9:10?
No, I mean, it might get a degree or two warmer.
All right,
warmer, but
take his phone.
Take his phone.
No one's listening. No one's listening. They're busy doing stuff.
All right, we'll shoot Drew a text.
Yep.
Unbelievable. God bless him.
Yeah, no,
Thank
really.
I appreciate that. I didn't sneeze, but okay.
Yeah, it would be tough. It would be tough staying up 24 hours.
So you would have been up, Scott, since yesterday morning to do your morning show.
Yep.
And then you would have left at whatever time, 7 o'clock?
Yeah. Probably came over here.
Probably would have taped some things after your show, but you would have been there for 9.
I would have been there for 9 for sure.
And then we'd be talking
about
the
it on our morning show. I talked about it on our morning show this morning. I told people to stop by.
Oh, thank you.
That's so sweet.
That's cool.
You're welcome. I don't know if, you know, who knows what'll happen.
Are you kidding me? Your show's a powerhouse.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you. That's a huge help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Big help. Yeah,
and there's been a lot of people coming by.
Are they? Good. Did they bring you food, AJ?
They're not supposed to.
Oh, really?
They're not supposed to. Yeah, some folks did bring food, but I didn't have any of it. I had to eat when it was time for me to eat, according to the amount raised.
Oh, we left that out, Scott. So we made this menu.
Oh my God, it
and as
work.
He Come reached different money levels, he'd get different things. So he went into the box with no pants, no shoes, no socks, only a T-shirt, and boxers.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And then the roof was lowered on this thing, so he had to crouch in the box.
Oh, my God.
And until we reached 5,000, that's the mark where the roof went up. And then it was another 1,000 for his pants.
Yep, 6,000 for the pants. Yep.
Then he got a long sleeve shirt. Then he got coffee.
Oh my!
A comfortable chair.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't until like 12,000. That was way up there.
I walked in after he got his warm shirt.
Yeah.
It's cold in his box.
It
was really dangerously cold. I walk in and I'm shivering, and I said, AJ, you know you could put your hood up. He's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, you're
it wasn't enough, though.
Is there no space heater?
No, that was at another level of money.
$14,000 for a heater.
Oh, my God. This is just incredibly, incredibly taxing.
I got to eat at $15,000.
I like that this is wearing Scott out just hearing it.
I know.
You know what's funny? Before it was $14,000 for the heater, and then to get $15,000 to eat, I'm starving. It took so long to get $15,000. It was like really, 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 really low.
See, I'm thinking this is like a vacation in a box, and
nope.
It's not.
It's
nope,
not.
Nope, nope.
It kind of was
nope.
Last year, and we readjusted. Well, it was a vacation, but then he had to go up in the K&J bucket truck.
Right, that was not a vacation at all.
Right, that was not good.
You all experienced it. You know what I'm talking about.
And then Scott jumped in and said he would do it for what, $10,000?
$10,000, yeah.
$10,000, yeah.
We raised that in like 8 minutes.
Yep, it was
amazing.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
And Scott went up in the bucket. I thought he'd be screaming.
Scott was cool.
Turned out I was the one screaming.
Yep.
Scott was doing traffic reports from the bucket.
We could see Scott.
I was like, what? You know, they asked me yesterday because my 25th anniversary is coming up Tuesday.
Oh,
and thank you. They asked me some of the highlights of my career, and I said, being in the bucket.
So, oh, wow.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so that was fun.
That's really cool.
And crazy at the same time.
I can't look. I'm sorry, Scott. No.
I was crouched down. I couldn't look.
Oh,
no.
Goodness.
I did the same thing.
No.
Sounds like I'm dying.
Just yell you're having an emergency. They take you right out.
Oh, my God.
You weren't afraid.
No, no,
Scott.
No.
Oh, I was petrified.
Was brutal. I was, too. Let me tell you.
I don't know if it's the dying as much as it is the knowing you're about to, that fall, that
the time.
That you're spending,
like, you have enough time in your brain to realize.
The stop is going to be horrible.
Yeah. The deceleration trauma that does it, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I just fucked down!
And there's that moment now.
Oh, my God.
So, AJ, do you get to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom.
He goes into another box.
Oh, okay, another box.
Yep.
So next year.
An outhouse?
Yeah. Yeah.
We dig a hole for him. No.
A porta potty.
I have a porta lab, and it has the music playing in there, too.
Oh, no. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, because when you're in the bathroom, it's a small world. It's not very fun.
You can't take a break from a small world in a bathroom.
It's a small world. And
that's funny.
I'm like, hey, it's cold in here. It's cold in here.
Right.
I got the whole world in my hands.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. From soup to nuts.
So we're thinking about connecting his box to the porta potty box like a habit trail.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that's really cool. That's
just
a
make a tunnel.
Idea.
With a tube.
Put a wheel, an upside-down water bottle in his box.
Some of those little hamster tubes.
Right, my bed is a bunch of pile of cedar shavings.
I love that. I love that idea. I love it.
You got to work out for your food?
Oh, my God, what a mess. God bless you, AJ.
Thank you.
And how's the hernia?
You know what? Right now I'm numb.
I couldn't tell
you. Okay.
Excuse me.
That's tough.
That was not me, by the way.
All right, very good. It's that music.
Yes, it is.
AJ.
It is that music.
Yes, it is.
He's getting delusional. Last couple hours left.
AJ's in the final stretch of living inside of a box for 24 hours, listening to this small world on continuous loop.
I call it the mind melter.
Before we chit-chat here, I just want to acknowledge something I did last night. It's very, very important.
Yes.
I was the MC at the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center 14th Annual Saluting Service event. What a great group of people. They're a team of lawyers. It's a handful of lawyers, like 14 of them, and they fight for veterans' rights. Veterans get bogged down in red tape.
Wonderful.
And you know what it's like trying to get through government stuff. This is what they do. And just in the last year, they got a combined total benefits over the course of future years, $23 million for veterans.
Wow.
Who, that's amazing.
You know, would have been bogged down by the system.
Yeah.
But the there was a number of people honored, but Lindsay was in the Navy. Her mom joined the Navy in the late 70s and early 80s, and she was bringing us through what it was like to be a woman in the Navy back then.
Wow.
And I was blown away. I'll never forget her speech. And then, Stu, a World War II veteran, 97 years old. We had a cordless mic set up for
amazing.
Him so he didn't have to get up from his table. He said, I'm getting up. He got up, walked
God
up the
him.
Stairs,
yeah.
got to the
Respect.
Podium, gave one hell of a speech. You were laughing, literally rolling, and then in tears, and then laughing. And then he walked back down on his own and sat down. Badass American.
Yeah.
It was just such an honor to be in the room. And I met Jeff Udell, whose dad started this. He was at the VA, seeing all these veterans having all these problems. He started this thing with a woman with a folding table.
Yeah.
And now it's this great organization.
Amazing.
And then Brigadier General retired. Ron Welch was there. He's the commissioner of the Connecticut Department of VA. He was there. And, you know, I typically, the vice president, who's now our president, was on the show and called me Chad, and I corrected him. I said, no, sir, it's Chaz with a Z. He called me Chad. I did not correct him.
Exactly. Because we have respect for him.
Well, I'm not correcting the general as he's standing there
the
same room. No, yeah. Not doing it.
He meant me. I know it.
He told a great story about how we don't cover all the good things that happen in Afghanistan. We're going to try to have him on Monday.
Cool.
To talk about that. But, you know, today's the Marine Corps birthday.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Veterans Day. So it was just an honor to be there today. Yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's terrific. What a great organization.
A great organization. Comedian Ayesha May is in studio, and I mentioned in queue that Scott Haney's going to a wedding.
Yep. Yay! And then I said, is it yours?
No.
Oh. Whose wedding is it?
It's my ex from 20 years.
What are you doing going to your ex's wedding?
Eat the food,
you
of
know,
course.
I gotta get the food. I gotta get the drinks. I gotta... Exactly.
This is spooky. Wait, you're still friends with your ex?
Yeah, we're still good friends.
Oh, that's great.
We text every day.
Oh, that's, you know, also it's a different community of people. I feel like, you know, everyone's with everyone, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, wait, what?
Hey, wait
Scott
a minute.
Gets
wait,
it. Scott
what?
Gets it.
Wait.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, cool.
Yeah, so,
where's the wedding?
The party is tonight.
Cool.
And that's 6 to 8 off in somewhere in Columbus Circle, and then the wedding is tomorrow. So it's a full weekend of events, and everybody's coming in.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So it's good. It'll be fun. Looking forward to it. Yeah. I got my black veil ready to go.
There you go, see?
Yeah. How long have they been together? How long have you guys been apart?
We've been apart 12 years, and I say they've been together about 6 years.
I remember going through this whole thing with you on the air. It's amazing. It's been 12 years. Holy.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Long. Wow.
Wow.
12 years ago.
I remember speaking at your 50th.
Yeah.
And it feels like it was 5 minutes ago.
We're planning a big bowling party for my 60th, so you got to come to that.
Oh, nice. You know, I got to tell you something about bowling. Every time I go bowling, I say, how come I don't do this all the time?
It's
this
fun.
Is wicked
exactly.
fun. You get
it's
to
great.
Drink
so
and throw
much
balls.
Fun.
You rent shoes and you pick your balls.
And they only have the best food at bowling alleys. Chicken fingers, french fries, hot dogs. That's it. And nachos. Right.
There's nothing healthy here, guy.
Yeah. Everything's fried and slick.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love it.
The best.
So sanitary when you put your fingers in the ball and then fingers in the food.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a bowl, but those are bowling alley
We're bowling.
Germs.
Yeah.
That's a COVID super
rules.
Spreader. Let's
there's
do it.
There's a cure for cancer. Let's face it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'll keep you posted on that, but that should be fun.
I already have the best bowling shirt. Everyone should be asked to wear a bowling shirt.
Oh, everybody's gonna.
Okay. I got mine.
100%.
So this wedding, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's coming up.
Are you going with anyone, or are you going alone?
No, I didn't get invited with a plus one. So all of my friends are going to be there.
Yeah,
so it's not like I'm going to be by myself. But I did not get invited with a plus one, because otherwise I would be bringing my 23-year-old.
Right.
And that would really stir the pot.
That's a really bad way to say it.
You'll hear champagne glasses hit the floor when you walk in. A collective gasp.
That is really the way to say it.
I was
like,
is that child or boyfriend?
Is Scott's date wearing a jacket with no shirt underneath?
I didn't know Scott adopted a son.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Too
it
funny.
Is your son.
Okay. All right. I was like, I don't know, maybe. I'm into
this
young guys. Maybe
happened.
He is, too. I don't know.
I'm glad you guys are still going strong.
Yeah, this is what happens when you leave me. I go younger.
Yeah.
I'm dating someone in their 20s, too. It's great. They're great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
This one sticks around behind the elementary schools.
Oh, my God. You're crazy, AJ. You belong in a box.
Oh, my God.
I've been listening to the same damn song for over 24 hours almost.
Hey, Scott, I know you got to go and do TV. Thank you so much for volunteering to jump in the box last minute.
You're
even
the
with
best,
everything
man.
You had this weekend. Yes. Thank you, man.
My pleasure. We'll revisit next year.
Can't wait to hear about the wedding next week. Thank you. You want to talk to the next mayor of Wallingford and the first new Wallingford mayor in 40 years? He's on the phone right now.
Absolutely.
All right. Vinny Cervoni on the phone. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
What was the final total of the election there in Wallingford?
It was about 7,700 to 6,600.
Good. Nice, clean victory there.
There you go.
Yeah, and, thank you.
Yeah.
Good night.
You know, I know you're friends with Jimmy Koplik, and you've been a great supporter of the Oakdale there in Wallingford. So I know everybody's, you know, everybody's happy that you won.
They're psyched.
Not everybody. The 6,000 that voted for you.
Those people.
There's 6,000 aren't happy. The rest of us are happy.
The majority are.
Right.
Yeah, this is democracy, and in democracy, the minority ends up unhappy.
That's exactly. Right. Yeah, if one winner, one loser, it happens.
Yeah. You know, AJ's in a box right now for the toy drive.
Yep.
Yes, I've heard.
I heard you play guitar.
Really?
I do.
Nice.
I heard you have quite a Stratocaster collection.
That is accurate.
How many guitars do you have?
Should have ran for Stratford.
Yeah. I have more guitars than I could play in a day.
Wow. Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Now, is that if you're playing Layla on each guitar, or is that if you're playing It's a Small World?
What happened?
I would say if I'm playing Layla, that's the better analogy.
Okay. That's a lot of guitars. You don't even know the number? Is that how many you have?
It's more than 30.
Holy.
Wow.
Whoa.
That is a legit collection.
Yeah.
That's a closet door, a guitar falls out. You open a
guitar falls out.
Right. What's right. This in the cat litter box? The guitar's in there.
Yeah, you go under the sink to get a towel. Right. Guitar fell out.
You got to make a sandwich, guitar's in the fridge.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, they used to be all over the house. My wife and I moved 2.5 years ago, and I've got my own man cave now, and they're pretty well relegated to the man cave.
Oh, cool.
Guitarville, yes.
You go looking for the remote in the cushions. Oh, there's this. I've been looking for this one.
You blow your nose, guitar comes out.
Yeah.
Have you picked the guitar that will be in your mayoral office?
Oh.
Well, so I currently have two guitars in my office where I practice, and I rotate them. I try to rotate them monthly.
See?
That way I get to spend time with all of them over the course of the couple
of years. Oh, my God, they're like your children.
Exactly. Equal love.
Yep.
Have you picked a guitar or two? Are you going to bring those two guitars to your mayor's office?
No, those two guitars will probably come home, and I'll bring a different guitar to the mayor's office.
Nice. Have you picked that one yet?
No, I've got time. I don't get sworn in until January 8th.
Okay.
Take your time, find the right one, choose the right words.
Do you think you'll know by December 8th?
I think I'll have a pretty good idea.
Okay. Wow. I'd like to invite you to our toy drive at Jordan's Furniture. Who's that?
The dog is voice gets painted.
That's my Australian Shepherd, Jeter. He's sitting in the front window letting us know that somebody is on the sidewalk.
That's his dog, Les Paul.
What's his name?
Jeter.
Jeter.
Oh. After Derek Jeter?
I would have named him Fender.
The guy this morning, Dan Jeter.
Yeah. He was already named when we adopted him. We rescued him at 15 months old, so we didn't change his name. But we also didn't object.
Right. Good. Yeah, if you're a Red Sox fan, you don't bring Jeter in.
Gotcha.
They did have a Jeter, but his first name was Jeter, the Red Sox.
Yep.
He didn't really pan out, though.
Yeah. So we'd like to invite you to perform at the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive at Jordan's Furniture on Friday morning, December 8th. And it would be really cool if you know what guitar is going to be in your mayor's office and you play it on PLR and the Fox.
So let me just look at my calendar.
Listen to the immediacy of this guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? We asked a lot of politicians. They say, I'm going to check my schedule, get back to you. You say, I'm going to let you know right now.
He's doing it on the air.
Yeah. That's the mayor you want.
I have that morning available, and I'm going to block it for you.
Boom!
Woo!
Yeah!
All right. Getting things done.
Okay.
Now, 1 hour to go.
We're at the 1 hour mark.
We
AJ.
Are at the 1 hour mark, AJ.
Woo!
I have to pee so bad.
Well, you can't go anywhere. We need you every minute. Mayor, congratulations.
Yes.
We're excited about you.
Thank you.
We're going to have to schedule you with Jimmy Koplik. So when Jimmy Koplik's on stage, we'll have you on stage. And we'll figure out a song for you to play. But we're honored to have you, and congratulations. And look forward to your run as mayor. Maybe 40 or more years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll be 95 in 40 years. I don't want to be in the mayor's office.
Okay, so you'll have a shorter run.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mayor-elect of Wallingford, Vinny Cervone.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.